Marshall's song, "We throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan." Now, here is Carol to sing. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he, born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Some people believe that the wise men came to Bethlehem the night of Christ's birth, bringing him gifts and worshiping him together with the shepherds. It does make a beautiful Christmas picture, but actually, the shepherds were the only ones who came to worship the baby Jesus that night, for the shepherds were in the same country where Jesus was born. The heavenly host of angels appeared in the sky and announced Christ's birth to the shepherds. Then the shepherds said, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." But the angel did not announce Christ's birth to the wise men. The wise men came from a far country. It is believed they came from Babylon, Persia, or Arabia. Babylon was the home of astrology. Even the prophet Daniel was called the wise man from Babylon because of their knowledge of astrology. The wise men from the east knew the time that Jesus, the King of the Jews, the long-looked for the stars told the story of the coming birth of Jesus. My friend, did you know the story of the gospel is written in the stars? God's supremacy, his deity, and all the handiwork of his hands are written in the heavens. Every true astrologist in the study of the stars finds God. Every true scientist behind his calculations and laws of discovery finds God. Every true geologist behind the treasures and resources of the earth finds God. Every archaeologist behind the antiquated ruins of the past finds the ever-present testimony of the authenticity of the Word of God. Every true doctor attributes the beginning of life only to God. Yes, my friend, every honest heart knows that behind all their frailties and sins, there is a loving God waiting and longing to forgive. Now, here were honest wise men who came to Judea, not in ignorance, but because of their true knowledge of astrology. They came looking for the King of the Jews. They came asking, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now when Herod, the king who ruled over the country where Jesus was born, heard the inquiry of the wise men, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him, for he was afraid of losing his throne. And so Herod gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together and demanded of them where Christ should be born. For King Herod knew that the priests would know, according to the scriptures, where Christ was to be born. And the priest said, "In Bethlehem of Judea." How did the priest know? For it is written by the prophet, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor, and he shall rule my people Israel." Then the foxy old King Herod, when he heard where Jesus was born, called the wise men from the east and inquired of them diligently at what time the star appeared. You see, Herod did not know astrology, but the wise men did. And he sent the wise men to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went and stood before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. My friend, I am giving you the only proof that what I am saying is true, and that proof is the Word of God. We have given you quite a few scriptures today verbatim about the birth of Jesus. It certainly was a thrilling and exciting drama with the dignitaries of the religious world, with the educational world, with the royalty who ruled over God's chosen people, the Jews, with the angel of the Lord and the choirs of heaven participating. Even the stars in the heaven bent low as God and his universe coordinated in cradling God's only begotten Son, Jesus, in the arms of Mary, whom the angel called blessed among women. The wise men knew, according to their knowledge of astrology, when Jesus was to be born and wanted to worship him. The priests knew, according to the scriptures, where Jesus was to be born, but ignored him. The king tried to destroy Jesus for fear of losing his throne. The angel of the Lord announced his birth to the Judean shepherds. The angelic host sang his praises and heralded his purpose to become the Savior of the world. and told of his mission to bring peace and goodwill to all men. All of God's universe coordinated in that happy occasion because Jesus came to be the Savior of men. If you would like to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, won't you bow your head with me now? And our Father, we ask today that as heads are bowed, that you will come in through the door of every open heart with our cleansing blood. Wash away every sin. Bring forgiveness and joy and peace. Lay thy nail-pierced hand upon every sick body and bring healing that was purchased with your stripes. We ask in thy name. Amen. Now, friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge if you will just write and request it.